Hello there, travelers. Welcome back to another episode of the Random and Wonderful Podcast, where we dive into stories, strategies, and inspiration for travel and personal growth. I'm your host, Grace Simmons, and today we're tackling the topic that a lot of us deal with but don't always talk about, travel anxiety. Whether you're heading out for your first solo trip or you are a seasoned traveler, feeling anxious during or before the trip is completely normal. But the good news is, it doesn't have to hold you back. If travel jitters have kept you from going on an adventure, stick around because I'm going to be sharing some confidence-building tips and some of my own stories about travel anxiety on the road. Let's start by talking about why travel anxiety happens in the first place. I mean, think about it. Travel completely takes you out of your comfort zone, your daily routine. You're navigating unfamiliar places, you're meeting new people, you're dealing with different cultures, languages, and time zones. That's a lot. For a lot of women, there's also this added layer of security concerns or feeling like we have to be hyper aware of everything that is around us. And to add to that fear, we can also be really afraid of things going wrong. So missing a flight, getting lost, even feeling lonely. And there's no surprise that anxiety can creep in. But here's the thing. Travel anxiety isn't a sign that you shouldn't be traveling. It's your brain's way of keeping you safe in an unfamiliar situation. And with the right mindset and tools, you can learn to manage those feelings. All right, let's get into it. So here are a few confidence tips to help you manage travel anxiety. Some of these I've used myself, but all of them will make a huge difference in the way that you travel. So tip number one is a mental rehearsal. Before you take the trip, take the time to mentally walk through your travel day. So you're visualizing yourself getting to the airport, checking in, boarding your flight, arriving at your destination. Like, imagine all of the things as they go well, right? This will help your brain feel a lot more prepared for what's to come. The second tip is to control what you can. You're going to hear a little story in a bit, but travel can be overwhelming because a lot of it is outside of our control. Focus on what you can control. So packing early, organizing your documents, knowing key phrases if you're going into a country that has a different language. There are so many different apps that you can use just to learn some basic phrases. And I think that's a wonderful mindset already to approach a new place that you're visiting. Travel tip number three, use grounding techniques. So when you feel your anxiety starting to build up, you can use grounding techniques to help you bring yourself back to the present moment. So there's a technique called the 5-4-3-2-1 method. You name five things that you can see, four things that you can touch, three things that you can hear, two that you can smell, and one you can taste. It works absolute wonders when you are overwhelmed. Before we dive into some more tips, I want to take a quick moment to tell you something exciting that's coming up. The Cultivating Confidence Wellness Retreat is happening. From May 8th to the 12th, 2025, I'll be hosting a transformative retreat designed specifically for women dealing with imposter syndrome and self-doubt. We will be heading to beautiful, tranquil lagoon of Bacalar, Mexico. This is going to be an opportunity for you to recharge, reflect, reconnect with yourself. So think daily yoga, meditation, gourmet meals, confidence building workshops, and plenty of adventure. We'll do kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, and day trips to explore the area. It's all about creating a supportive space where you can grow and have fun. Spots are limited. If this sounds like something you need, head over to amethystpalaverhut.com to learn more and reserve your spot. All right, back to the episode. The fourth travel tip is to have a safety plan. Feeling safe is a huge part of feeling confident. Share your itinerary with somebody that you trust, keep your emergency contacts handy, and learn about the local emergency services at your destination. Knowing you have a plan will ease a lot of that worry. And the last one, give yourself some grace. No, I can't travel with you. But when you're starting to feel anxious, don't beat yourself up over it. It's okay. Acknowledging that you're feeling anxious is obviously the first step, right? You're aware that you're feeling this way. So take things one step at a time. Celebrate your small wins, whether it's the fact that you got from the front door of your house to the airport, or you happen to try a new dish while you were traveling. So I want to share a quick story about a time I was dealing with some travel anxiety on my way or while we were leaving Portugal. I had just had an amazing trip, met some wonderful people. I'm learning new things. The entire experience was great. I had two connecting flights, one through Spain and on to London and then back to the States. The flight to Spain, easy, it was a breeze, no issues at all. The flight to London was delayed and then canceled and then rescheduled. The entire thing was a mess. So I'm watching this group and crowds of people as they're getting agitated and annoyed, and certain people are starting to get louder, and small groups of angry people started forming, and they're just, you know, they're talking amongst themselves, and they're just getting louder and louder, and every once in a while, someone would yell across to another angry group, and yeah, where are they? It was a lot happening. Now, I felt myself getting stressed and frustrated, and these small crowds are starting to turn into even larger angry pods of people. And I remember this woman walked by me and she stood out because she genuinely looked like she was on her way to brunch, like on Fifth Avenue. She was just well put together. And she kind of laughed a little bit when she walked by me and said, "What exactly do they think they're going to do?" And then she was gone. And I remember laughing, like, there wasn't a plane sitting outside, right? Like there was no crew. The pilots were nowhere to be found. There wasn't even anyone at the desk. It was just us upset and frustrated and just boiling and steaming all of that anger and agitation. And so I took a few steps away from the group, started walking around. I could feel myself just relaxing, just being away from that pot of nonsense already made myself feel better. If there's something wrong, right, and they need to fix something on the plane, I would 100% prefer that they do that before we all got on. But the plane wasn't even there. It was on the way. I think they had a delay as well. And so we realized that there's absolutely nothing we could do about it. So I just charged my phone and waited. Eventually the plane arrived, the pilot, the crew, everyone was there. We all got on our flight. Everyone went home. All of the frustration and annoyance was gone. It was almost like we hadn't been waiting there for hours. Thinking about it, I think what really helped me in that moment, besides that woman kind of snapping me out of what I was eventually, that downward spiral that I felt myself going to, was stepping away from that entire scene and just finding something else to occupy my thoughts with. So when I went on a walk, I'm listening to music and just charging my phone, taking myself out of that environment was so helpful. It reminded me that when we have anxiety, and as huge and overwhelming as it can feel, it doesn't have to define your entire experience. You can have an amazing trip, even if you have moments of fear. So if you've been holding back from traveling because of anxiety, I really hope these tips helped you to feel more empowered and to take your next trip. If you're looking for a deeper dive into overcoming your fear when it comes to travel planning, I've created a course for you. So check the link in the show's description. You can get a discount on the course. And this was created just to answer that question, where do I even start? I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know where to start. Don't worry, I've got you. There is a wonderful course that will take you through all the steps that you need so that you can travel. Remember, confidence is not about not feeling afraid. It's about taking action despite the fear. If you found today's episode helpful, I would really love it if you'd share it with a friend or leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you have a story about overcoming travel anxiety, I want to hear it. Send me a message on Instagram or send a message here if you're on Spotify. I would love to hear your stories and include it in this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, stay bold, stay curious, and keep chasing those random and wonderful moments.